With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Homes, businesses, and lives torn apart across Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, where powerful storms have proven both destructive and deadly. At least two people confirmed dead in Logan County, Ohio, northwest of Columbus.
In Lakeview, Ohio, Amber Fagan, the president and CEO of Indian Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, tells WSYX WTTE there's destruction everywhere.
Country mat is gone. The old plastics building is just completely demolished. Downtown, it's bad.
Indiana State Police say a tornado that tore through the community of Winchester left people with many significant injuries. Winchester Mayor Bob McCoy says the twister sounded like a train and that he and his wife hunkered in a closet. He says, "I've never heard that sound before. I don't want to hear it again." I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, Fulton County District Attorney Bonnie Willis finds out today whether a Georgia judge will remove her from the Trump election interference case. While in Florida, a judge has declined to toss out the Trump classified documents case. The trial date for that is still up in the air.
The trial is tentatively scheduled for May 20th, but that date exists only on paper because everyone seems to agree that it's going to be dismissed by some time. Both sides have proposed a summertime trial, although Trump's defense team also says that there's no rational way to hold a trial this year so close to an election.
Correspondent Eric Tucker. Day one of Russia's three-day presidential election and a Putin win is a foregone conclusion. Trying to order a McDonald's breakfast could prove a real chore this morning, the fast food giant reporting a technology outage affecting its restaurants worldwide. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 75 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 34 points. This is SRN News. It's past time for the medical profession to stop overlooking the physical and moral damage that the abortion industry is having on American women. That's the finding of Dr. Ingrid Skop, vice president of the pro-life Charlotte Lozier Institute. In an interview with Laurie Tradup of SRN News, Dr. Skop warns that doctors who casually perform abortions without considering the overall impact on society are becoming part of the culture of death.
Unfortunately, the evil ideology has sunk into the medical profession, and we need to recognize we are not a vending machine. Our job is not to give a patient any medical intervention that they request. We need to do what's best for that patient. That's what medicine truly does. And of course, as Hippocratic practitioners, we don't kill our patients.
She adds that doctors' job should be to promote the health and well-being of humans, both born and unborn. Dr. Skop also works as a part-time obstetrician in San Antonio, Texas. This is SRN News. The United States' top military leader is touring American arms plants with GOP lawmakers trying to demonstrate that Ukraine aid boosts jobs here at home.
As they stood before massive rocket launchers built in part by their Arkansas constituents, Republican lawmakers were getting an unambiguous message that a Ukraine aid package that stalled in Congress will not only help in the fight against Russia, but also support jobs in their districts. General C.Q. Brown's trip is part of the Pentagon's full court press to get the House to move forward on a $95 billion foreign aid package that's key to getting critical munitions for Ukraine flowing again. The bill includes roughly $60 billion for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A ship carrying 200 tons of aid is approaching Gaza. The vessel inaugurating a sea route designed to get much-needed aid to civilians suffering due to the war between Israel and Hamas. More details at SRNNews.com.